Due to the recent record-breaking storm that dumped 4 feet of snow in the western part of South Dakota, thousands of cattle were lost. And this is just another example of how not having a farm bill hurts cattle producers. According to Christina Butts, Executive Director of Government Affairs for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association.
The 2008 farm bill, even though that was a five-year farm bill, the disaster programs were only authorized for 4 of those 5 years. So not only those producers that are right now trying to figure out what to do in terms of the blizzard situation that they were faced with, but our producers that have been prolonged with a long drought for the last 3 to 4 years, producers that have had wildfires, floods, all these natural disasters that would be able to provide a safety net for them if we had a farm bill. So the one thing that NCBA continues to talk about and continue to support even today and this week on Capitol Hill is that we need to get a five-year farm bill done.
But said the process of trying to get a new farm bill done has been a bit of a bumpy road all the way.
So we really are going to need some assistance in getting it across the finish line. The goal is in sight. We are closer now than we've ever been before. We're optimistic that we will get a farm bill done before the end of this year. We've got a lot of support building. It's just a matter of where this comes on the priorities of Congress. And we're going to need our grassroots to continue reaching out at the local, state level and telling these elected officials in D.C. to do what it takes and let's get this farm bill passed.
To stress how the lack of a comprehensive farm bill leaves livestock producers without a federal safety net, South Dakota Representative Kristi Noem spoke on the House floor this past week about the cattle losses in her state and the need for a new farm bill that would cover livestock disasters. She said it's time to finish the farm bill, time to go to conference, and have negotiations on the most reform-minded bill that's been put together for decades. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.